We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, Halacha Zayin, in the appendixes. We're in middle of paragraph Lamed Beis. Just a moment. No, yes, in middle of paragraph Lamed Beis. Actually, it looks like Lamed Beis and Lamed Gimel. I don't see a number here. I see it going from Lamed Beis to Lamed Dalet. In the newer editions, we're up to page 246, right-hand column, middle of the page. Rosh Prokim Mehilchus Chanukah Hanichlal Behilchus Rosh Chodesh Shanal. Rav Nosnal says that these will be short presentations related to the topic of Chanukah that are connected to the Hilchus Rosh Chodesh Halacha Zayin that we just learned. V'zeh b'chinas korbanos ha'nesiim, that based on what we were learning, we can tie it into the sacrifices that the Nesiim brought at the Chanukas ha'mishkan, where the Torah says that what they brought was karas kesef. Each one of them brought a type of a plate made of silver, shloshim u'mea mishkolo, that weighed 130. And then it says shneim maleim soiles lemincha. Exactly, a kara and a mizrak, it says. And then it says that both of them were filled with soilus, fine flour, for a mincha. Rav Nosson Zal says, lesakein hamacholim, this soilus, this mincha of fine flour, is a tikkun for the food, which we said plays a major role in the thinking process, in being zoche to shleimus ha'etzo, in being zoche to shleimus ha'toyro, shloshim u'meo, and the fact that it weighed 130, keneged meo u'shloshim shona shlodom arishon, kama shapirish rashi sham. Rashi HaKodesh over there tells us from the Gemara that the weight of 130 corresponded to the 130 years that Adam Arishon abstained from his wife, that he separated himself from his wife as a tshuva for the pegam of the Eitz Hadas. Ki Adam Arishon pogam b'achila kanal, because Adam Arishon was pogam in achila, as we learned before. U'mishom bo pegamov b'hameo u'shloishim shana. And that also affected the pegamim that were done during that 130-year period, whereby even though he separated from his wife, so there was an abstention, there was a holiness related to that, but yet the Gemara tells us that during that period, there were Shedim and Ruchos that were Mechameim him, and he gave birth, Shehoilid, he gave birth to certain Ruchos. K'moisham Razal, as the Gemara tells us, Ki afal pi she'osa oz tshuva, even though Adam Arishon during that 130-year period was in a state of tshuva, his garuboy ma'oid, the forces of tuma fought him very strongly, ubilbulu datoy bashanim sruchmanal, and they confused him through those foul vapors that we said come from a pegam and achila. And therefore he was not able to draw proper advice and proper guidance, you know, from the Torah HaKadosha, which a person could only do if they have that clear-mindedness. And when we talk about the forces, when we talk about a person who's poigim and achila, and those foul vapors go up to his mind and they mess up his mind, the greatest harm that they do to the mind of the person is regarding pigam abris, that they cause the person to fall into bad thoughts, illicit thoughts. Ubeyoser mizgabrim al horoitze loshuv. And they especially try to work against a person who wants to do tshuva. Those are the ones who the forces of Tuma try to battle him very hard, because they know that if he or she succeeds in doing tshuva, that's going to make a major, major difference for Klal Yisrael. V'chulu, etc. Okay, this is one piece that Rav Nosson Zal explains. And then he adds, V'zeh b'chinas tikkun yedei hasmicha. And this is also tied into what Rav Nosson speaks about there in Torah Samach Aleph in the Kutimran, about making a tikkun for the hands with which the rabbi gives smicha to his student. That's how the rabbi passes on his wisdom to his student. But for some reason, Rav Nosson Zal doesn't go into any explanation at this point about that about this line. Continuing, so he said there was karas kesef achas, there was one plate of silver, and then there was mizrok echod kesef. There was a receptacle made out of silver that the Nesiim brought, shivim shekel b'shekel hakodesh, that was valued at 70 shekel. Rav Nosson Zal says, Bechinas Shivim Umois, this corresponds to the 70 nations, Shekol Echod Yeshlo Ksav Veloshen Miyuchod, whereby each one of these nations has their own language, their own writing, Bechinas Tikun HaKsav. So this concept of the Nesiim bringing this Mizrok, which was valued at Shivim Shekel, was to effect a Tikun for the Shivim Lashonos, for all the different types of Ksav. The Yedei HaKsiva, which we said, affect the Yedei HaSmicha. Kaf, Achas, Asora, Zohav, Malayak, Toires. Then there was a spoon that was made of gold, valued at 10 golden pieces, which was filled with Ktoires, the special spices offering. Keneged, Aseres, Hadibrois, Klal, Sefer, Toira. The fact that it's valued at 10 gold pieces corresponds to the Ten Commandments, which are the Klolius of the Torah. That's the Luchos we spoke about, the Luchos of Heaven that were in the Kodesh HaKodoshim, in the Holy of Holies. So this corresponds to the Sefer Torah. Rav Nosson Zal now is going through different, all the different things that the Nesiim, the leaders of the tribes, donated at the Chanukas HaMishkan, and showing the connection between those items and the different items we discussed in this halacha based on Torah Samach Aleph and Likut Imran. And he's showing the correspondence. Then it goes on to say over there in the Torah reading that we read on Hanukkah, of the gifts that the Nesiim brought to the Mishkan, Par Echod, each Nasi brought one ox, Par Echod ben Bokor, Ayil Echod, one ram, and Keves Echod, and one sheep. Rav Nosson Zal says, Bechinas Avraham Yitzchok v'Yaakov. These three correspond to the three forefathers, Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov, Shekulam, Chibru, Svarim, Harbe, whereby all three of these forefathers of the Jewish people wrote many Svarim. Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in a chapter in Likut Imran. There was a very great tzaddik who was called the Trovitzer Magid, the Magid from the city of Trovitz, who was a student of one of the closest students of the Baal Shem Tov. And he was about 80 years old when Rabbeinu Zal was 20. And he met him at that age. And this Trovitzer Magid was a Magid over 84 cities. He was responsible to travel throughout the year to these 84 different cities, giving Musar, you know, teaching. He met Rabbeinu Zal and he said, "Okay, guys, I found what I need. I'm dropping," he told his Talmidim, "I'm finished playing rabbi. I'm going back to being a student. Whoever wants is welcome to join me." And that was it, period. And at one point, he asked Rabbeinu Zal a question, which he had asked many other tzaddikim, and none of them gave him a real satisfactory answer. The question was, what happened to all the Sfarim, all the great tzaddikim, such as Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov, Aaron HaKohen, the Shvatim, all of these tzaddikim had to have written Sfarim. Where are all of their Sfarim? And Rabbeinu Zal gave a shir, a chapter in the Likut Imran, where Rabbeinu Zal answered it in an incredible way, and the Trovitzer Magid was like blown away. He went over to his son-in-law like screaming, You don't know what's going on. I asked this question to the leaders, leading rabbis. No one had any, you know." And the Rebbe gave an answer completely perfect, you know, crystal clear. Whereby Rabbeinu Zal explained that the other side, all the Rishoim, also wrote many books of apikruses, which if those books would have been given an opportunity to get out into the world, who knows how many thousands or hundreds of thousands of Jews would have fallen from their books. And therefore, Hashem says, just like in the case of a Soita, Hashem says, "Let my name be erased." We erase a parsha in the Torah to bring peace between husband and wife. So too, in order to bring bring peace between the heavenly husband and wife, between Hashem and the Shekhinah, whereby that peace would be shattered to pieces if those Sifrei Apikursos would have gotten out into the world. Hashem had the Sforim of all of these tzaddikim be eliminated, erased, lost, whatever it is, in order to keep the balance and in order that those other Sforim shouldn't get out either. It was worth sacrificing the Sforim of these very great tzaddikim in order that those other Sforim shouldn't be able to get out. So here, Rav Nosson Zal says it as an assumed statement that Avraham Yitzchok Yaakov all wrote many Sforim. And these three par, Ayil, and Keves represent these three, Avraham Yitzchok Yaakov. Seir izem echod lechatos lechaper. Then there was a goat that was brought by the Nesiim as a chatos. Lechaper al mechiras Yosef. This is to atone for the act of the brothers selling Yosef HaTzadik. Shaydezeh nechleko malchus beis David. This is what resulted in the split in the kingdom of David HaMelech. Right after Shlomo HaMelech, that there was a split in the kingdom. There was Rechavam and Yeravam, the 10 tribes and the 2 tribes. Yehuda and Binyamin, the 2 tribes, and the other 10 under the leadership of Yeravam ben Nevat from Yosef HaTzadik, who's a descendant from Yosef. Shetzrichen lesaken, whereby we have to be mesaken this split in the kingdom, Shezeh Bechinas Tikkun Ho'etza, which is synonymous with being zoche to Tikkun Ho'etza, the split in decision-making. We have that term, a split decision, where a person doesn't know what to do. His mind is split in two. He can go either way, that kind of thing. So Chalukas Ho'etza is synonymous with the Chaluka of the kingdom of David HaMelech. As the Pasuk says in the Haftorah, V'lo yechzu l'shtei mamlocha yisoid, that there'll come a time when Hashem will reunite the tribes of the Jews, and the Jews will no longer be 2 divided kingdoms. There will no longer be this split in the decision-making. There'll be unity. There'll be clarity in decision-making. Then the Pasuk continues to say, U'lezevach ha-shlomim, and for a korban shlomim, each one of the Nesiim would bring bokor shnayim, 2 oxen. Pirush Rashi, Keneged Moshe v'Aaron. These 2 corresponded to Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen. Moshe, Klal HaTorah. Moshe Rabbeinu represents the Torah, a composite of the entire Torah. It's brought, the Rekeach, I think, brings it. The words Moshe Rabbeinu are Begimatria 613, Taryag, to show that Moshe Rabbeinu is Klal HaTorah. Aharon, Shleimus HaTorah, De Torah Shebal Peh. Aaron HaKohen represents the completion of the Torah by attaching the Torah Shebal Peh to it. As the Pasuk says in Zoy Sabroch about the Kohanim, Yoru Mishpotecho LeYaakov, they will teach Hashem's laws, Hashem's Torah to the Jewish people. Kihu Bechinas Talmid Moshe, because Aaron HaKohen was a Bechina of a student of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Kerev Kol Yisroel Elov, and he was the one who was Makarev all the Yidden to his baby brother, to Moshe Rabbeinu. Al Yidei V'roachov V'samach B'liboy. As the Pasuk says, when Moshe Rabbeinu was returning to Egypt to take over the leadership, who was in charge at that point? Aaron HaKohen. And Moshe Rabbeinu was very afraid of stepping on his toes, of insulting him, of hurting him. He had a baby brother who was lost, you know, for 40 years, 80 years, suddenly comes back and he's coming back on his white horse. He's in charge. He's going to take over. He's going to take over the Jewish people. He's going to destroy Mitzrayim and everything. So Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, you have nothing to worry about in Aaron HaKohen. V'roacho v'somach b'liboy. When he sees you, he's going to be happy, not just a happy face. Not he'll put on a happy face and inside he'll be shooting daggers at you. V'somach b'liboy, in his heart, he'll have only happiness for you. He'll be happy with, he'll know that he'll trust Hashem completely. If Hashem chose Moshe Rabbeinu, it's perfect. Bechinas oyev shalom, v'roidev shalom, oyev esabriyos, and makarvon la-Torah. As the Mishnah says about Aaron HaKohen, be from the students of Aaron HaKohen, who loved peace and who would seek peace. He would chase after peace. And he loved the people and he brought them close to the Torah. He brought them close to Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's why he was zeicha to be the one who was given the privilege of going into the Kodesh Kodoshim on Yom Kippur. Next, Elim Chamisha, Atudim Chamisha. Each Nasi would bring 5 Elim and 5 Atudim. Keneged Klal HaTorah, Kamashpir Shrashi Sham, corresponding again to the entire Torah, the ten Aseres HaDibros again. Ki Kol HaTikin Al Yedei Shleimus HaTorah Al Yedei Ribuy HaSforum Kanal. Because the whole tikkun that we've been discussing throughout this whole halacha is dependent on tikkun emunas chachamim, which we said is dependent on ribuy hasforim, the many, many sforim coming out, you know, that a person has to accept with respect and love. It's amazing, I don't usually throw in personal things, but just bahashgacha, yesterday I was walking on our block here, the block of our office, and Baruch Hashem, today, just on the two blocks near on our office, there must be about 5 Sfarim stores. And each one of them is like a candy store. Every day there's new stuff there. Yesterday I walked by and I couldn't resist, you know, especially we're learning now about the Ribuy Sfarim and everything. I couldn't resist taking a look. And every Sefer is, you know, every minute, a new Sefer, a new edition, a new Shas coming out. In the past 5 years, maybe there have been 5 or 10 different sets of Shas, completely different printings, each one with all kinds of new, fabulous improvements, you know, for learning. And I saw one Sefer there, unbelievable, almost 1,000 pages, huge Sefer, 250 shekel, whereby somebody took the writings of the Arizal, what the Arizal's Pirush al HaTorah, he took the sections of the writings of the Arizal that relate specifically to Psukim in the Torah, which could be used like a commentary on the Torah, and wrote a Sefer on that, 1,000 pages, Hebrew, English, you know, explained as best as the person could possibly do. You know, and again, didn't cover everything, covered maybe 50%, you know, he writes in the introduction, covered maybe 50%. But whoever imagined that this would be made available to Klal Yisrael in good, clear English, fabulous print, incredible, with nekudos, with thousands of sources, every single thing is with sources. You know, today they have these computer programs where it's being made easier, better, clearer. Just as Rabbeinu Zal foretold 200 years ago when he said there are many Sforim and there are going to be many, many more Sforim. And we need to know that every Sefer is necessary. Each one has a purpose and each one is helping Klal Yisrael. Shmoina Simei Chanukah, Keneged Shmoina Tikkunim. And the 8 days of Chanukah correspond to the 8 Tikkunim mentioned in that chapter on the Likutei Moran. Emunas Chachamim is one, V'chulu, etc. Rav Nosson Zal doesn't go to enumerate, but he's telling us, obviously, if you look, you'll see that in that chapter in Likutei Moran, Rav Nosson Zal speaks about 8 major tikkunim, of which one of them is Emunas Chachamim. Next, V'alidei chet odom arishon, shayidei ze nimshichu ho ashanim anal. As a result of the pegam of odom arishon eating what he wasn't supposed to, which we said that food, when you eat what you're not supposed to, the vapors go up to the brain and they make a mess over there. This messes up the hands with which the rabbi anoints his student. He passes on the mantle, the chokhmah, his wisdom, his sechel, to his student. Shehu hamachloikis, which means that instead of yidei hasmicha, there's machloikis. Shenismochin, whereby smicha is given to people who aren't qualified. We have all kinds of people being called rabbis and rabbi doctors, all kinds of stuff, who are not qualified to teach Klal Yisrael the true Torah. Shezeu b'chinas machloikis kain v'hevel. One example of this is the machloikis in the beginning of time, you know, close to when Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, the machloikis that erupted between Kain and Hevel. Shemishom machloikis koirachim Moshe, which ended up spiraling down generations later to the machlokes between Korach and Moshe Rabbeinu. The Arizal explains and elaborates on showing how Moshe Rabbeinu comes from Hevel. We know Moshe Rabbeinu's main gift to Klal Yisrael was the 5 books of the Torah, which begin with the letter Beis and end with the letter Lamed. That's the word Hevel. The He stands for the 5 books. The Beis is the Beis of Bereishis. The Lamed is the Lamed of Leinei Kol Yisrael. And Korach comes from Kain. There's a whole fabulous explanation in the writings of the Arizal where it says Hashem said to Cain, Shivosayim Yukam Cain, that Cain is going to go through seven levels of purification, etc. The word Yukam stands for Yisroi, Koirach, and Mitzri. The Mem is the Mitzri, which Moshe Rabbeinu killed. The Kof is Koirach, which Moshe Rabbeinu dealt with. And the Yud, we said, was Yisroi. These were three different facets of Kain, three different Gilgulim, in a sense, of Kain, which Moshe Rabbeinu affected a tikkun for in how he interrelated with each one of them. Shemishom kol hamachloikis sheboilam, whereby all machloikis in the world originates from the machloikis between Kain and Hevel. Ki Kain hevi korban meapsoiles. Look at this. Rav Nosanzal says, the Torah tells us, what was the difference between Kain and Hevel? Kain brought a sacrifice to Hashem from garbage, from the cheapest stuff, from the flax, pishton. Hevel brought from the sheep, the wool of the sheep, you know. So that's the way it's brought. He brought from psoilus, flax, which is considered to be like a psoilus. We know today linen is probably much more expensive than wool. But that's the way it was in that time, and that's the way the Torah approaches it. Again, now Cain brought a korban from Psoilus, ki limudoi hoya mebchinasu hashanamanal, because Cain represents the one who learns, whose learning is tainted by those bad vapors, by the bad food, pgamachila. Aval hevel hevi mibchoyrois tsoinai, whereas Hevel brought from the choices, from the firstborn of his sheep. Now Rav Nosanzal continues, haplukta shebein beishamai beisilil, regarding the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai yomrim poiches voilech keporeach hag. Beis Shammai holds that regarding the Hanukkah candles, we decrease. We start from 8 and we go count down to 1 throughout the 8 days of Hanukkah, just like we do when it comes to the oxen that were brought on Sukkos. Shemismat in Vohilchen. We start off with 13 oxen on the first day of Sukkos, on the second day 12, and then 11, 10, 9, 8, 7. Beis Hillel hold that when it comes to Hanukkah, we increase. We start from the bottom, work our way up. Malin b'kodesh v'lo maridin. When it comes to Kedusha, we always increase. We never decrease. We start with one candle the first night, then two candles the second night, and so on and so forth. Ki Beis Shammai savri shetzrichin lahagia ad hatikin ho'achroin. Beis Shammai hold that you have to get to 100. You have to get to the finish line. V'oz daiko yecholim lehoyer, and when you reach a voltage of 100, then you're ready to give off light. Lahavdil, when a plane is taking off, before that they release the brake and they let the plane start going, they rev up the engines to a certain high. They know in order for them to be able to take off, in order for them to meet what they have to meet, to get off the ground within a runway that's 1 mile long or something like that, they know that plane has to start at 300 miles an hour or 400 miles. Can't start from zero and work its way up to 50, 60. If they do that, they're finished. So they have to start with the engine revved up to a certain high and release the brake at that point and then they make it. That's Beis Shammai in a sense. Beis Shammai holds you can't start Kiruv, you can't start giving off light until you're up to 100,000 volts. You got to be all the way up there. You got to start with 8 candles. You got to start with the top. V'oz daiko yecholin lehoyer, and then you can give off light, you can be mekarav, etc. V'zehu kiporeach hag shemismatin v'olchen. That's like the example of the oxen of Sukkos, where you start from a certain high number. You start from 13, that special number 13, and gradually you diminish the light. 12, 11 to 9. Shemismatin v'olchen, shabiyam rishin shel Sukkos, shoz meirin kol hachasodim, pnimim v'chitzonim. So that on the first day of Sukkos, when the Arizal tells us the light of Hashem is shining very brightly, all the chasodim, the pnimim, and the makrivim shloish hasabon, we bring 13 oxen on that day. V'oz machniin kamo akum. And by doing that, we're machnia a lot of the sitrachras. We subdue, you know, a lot of the powers of tumah. On the second day, we bring only 12 oxen. Ad yom shvi, until the seventh day, she'oz nichlen kol ho'akum. By that time, we've succeeded in eliminating, destroying all the idols, umevarin hatoiv shebohem, And we're extracting the good from within the other nations, al yedei kedushas hachasodim shenimshichu bekoyach Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, through the great holy kindness that we've been able to draw upon ourselves through our avodah on Rosh Hashanah and Aseres Yemei Teshuvah Yom Kippur. V'oz Yisrael misyachadim levadom im Hashem Yisborach b'shmini Atzeres. And then we come to Shmini Atzeres, when the Jews are zeichet to the closest hiskarvus to Hashem, mamish one-on-one. Hashem doesn't see anybody else. It's only Hashem says, stay with me one more day. I want to enjoy being with you. She'ein makrivim kiim par echod va'ayil echod. On Shmini Atzeres, there's one ox, one ram to show. There's just one. It's just us with Hashem. That's it. Bechinas, as the Gemara says, ikvui miyoyim echod. Hashem says, please remain with me for one day, one final day. So that's Beis Shammai's approach. Avol Beis Hillel Savri, Malin Bakoidish, V'loy Moridim. Whereas Beis Hillel holds that when it comes to Kedusha, we start from the bottom and we work our way up. Ki Shmoyne Yimei Chanukah, Heim Bebechinas Shmoyne Hazoi Shel Kona Godel B'Yom HaKippur M'Kodesh Kedoshim. The 8 days of Chanukah correspond to the 8 sprinklings that the Kohen Gadol did on Yom Kippur in the Holy of Holies. Shehischil tchila me'achas. He started from one. V'yachakach achas v'yachas. And then 1 plus 1. And then 1 plus 2. U'mishom nimshach kedusha shmonis me'achanukah im shmini atzeres. And that's where the holiness of Chanukah comes from. And the holiness of shmini atzeres. Ki sukkos merames al tikkun ha'geula. Because Rav Nosson Zal explains, Sukkos represents the tikkun of the final geula. Ki oz mamshichim tchilo shleimus ha-tikkun, v'yachar kach poiches v'hoileich ad shmini atzeres. Because at the time of the final geula, it'll work like that. We'll have the full measure of light. They'll rev up the engine to full throttle. And then they'll decrease poiches v'hoileich ad shmini atzeres. Avol Chanukah, Iker Neflois Hanes, Shegam Betoikef Memshaltom, Vafilu Boirech Hagolus, Nizgaber Beitzois Toivois Amukois, Liskar Velovisborach, Mimokim Shenof Al Kolechon. The great wonders of Chanukah, the miracle of Chanukah, is the fact that even while the Goyim was still ruling, and even during this long Golus that we're going through now, we're still in exile, we still have a light. We still have these deep Eitzos Toivos to help us come close to Hashem, even from the low place that each one of us is in now. We're in Golus, we're in all kinds of mess and everything. Chanukah is the holiday today that supports us, that keeps us going, that shines a light for us to be able to come close to Hashem, even in the Golus, even when there's no Beis HaMikdash. Alkein. That's why if we're talking about Jews who are in a very low state and everything, you can't start looking for any bright lights. You got to start looking for dots, tiny little dots of good. Nekudos toivos. V'tikun kol shehu. Shezeh b'chinas malin b'kodesh v'loy moridim. This is the concept of starting with a drop and working your way up. V'alkein b'yom kippur afilu b'veis hamikdosh machmash os tzrichen lechaper kol hu avoinu shel Yisrael tzrichem lahaschel me'achas v'achar kach achas v'achas. And this is the reason why on Yom Kippur, even when there was a Beis Hamikdosh, you would say there was a Beis Hamikdosh, so there's great light and everything, still, because Yom Kippur is a day of forgiving for sins, we're acknowledging that there's sins. When there's sins, you don't start from 1,000,000 watts. You start from one candle and another candle. That's why the order on Yom Kippur was Achas, Achas v'Achas, Achas u'Shtayim, that way. Va'az lila taimayu. And Beis Hillel is following their standard opinion. Ki Shammai kapton v'ochal kol yom avlechvoid Shabbos. Shammai, the Gemara tells us throughout, was very strict, very tough, very particular about who he dealt with. And by him, 7 days a week, he was eating Lekavod Shabbos. Shelisvarosoi, Yevsher, Lechel, Koroi, Lidchois, Vashanim, Sruchim, Shemisham, Tikkun, Oetze, Shoeiker, Kimalidei, Sheenoi, Oichel, Shom, Dover, Choshuv, Rak, Mazmino, Le Shabbos. By Shammai held that it's impossible for a Jew to eat properly, to have achila de kedusha, which means where there's no ashanim sruchim, there's no bad vapors, so that a person is zeichet to real tikkun ho'etzah. When a person eats properly and there's only good vapors going up to the brain, then he's zeichet to tikkun ho'etzah, which is the main thing. And the only way to do that is by being careful not to eat anything special other than Shabbos. It's got to be reserved for Shabbos. Nothing special is eaten during the weekdays, only Shabbos. Ki ikra tikkun ho'achila hu'alidei kedusha Shabbos. Because we know the main tikkun ho'achila is only through the holiness of Shabbos. Nimtza shesoiver shetzrichin tchila l'hamshich shleimus ha'tikkun. Shubchina Shabbos. So therefore, Beis Shammai always holds, you have to start from 100. You have to start from the top. You have to start from Shabbos, which is shleimus ha'tikkun. Aval Hillel, Mido Acheres Hoyseloi. Whereas the Gemara says Hillel was something completely different. He had a different policy. Shekol Maisav L'Shem Shemaim. Hillel held, you don't have to start from Shabbos. Everybody agrees Shabbos is the top. But you can connect with Hashem even from Sunday, even from Monday, even from the Chol. V'hoyoymer Boruch Hashem Yoyim Yoyim Yamos Lanu Hokel Yishu Asenu Sela. Hillel would say, Baruch Hashem, Yoim Yoim. Hashem is blessed every day. Ki achshov, im namtin al shleimus hatikun, kimat ovdo chas v'shalom pleitas Yisrael. Because in today's times, in our goals today, if you're going to wait for 100, if you're going to wait to see something major from somebody, you're going to wait a long, long time. You can't wait to see a person being mamish at tzaddik before you connect with him. If you do that, then there's no hope for all the fallen people in Klal Yisrael. But rather, our policy has to be the policy of Hillel. Baruch Hashem Yoyim Yoyim. I'm thankful that my son is doing this. I'm thankful for this. I'm thankful, you know, that not I'm looking for 100. I'm looking for Shabbos. I'm able to make a bracha, to feel blessed, even with a little bit. Shekol ma shechoitfen, whatever good a person is zecher to do, whatever mitzvah a person is zecher to do, he's got to be very happy from it and feel very encouraged. Not to be down on himself. I'm not doing this. I'm not a godel ador yet. I'm not a tzaddik, you know, that kind of thing. Vizeh shekol ma'isav l'shem shamayim. This is what the Gemara means when it says about Hillel that all of his actions were l'shem shamayim. Ki mevatel atzmoy l'gamri. Because Hillel nullified himself completely. The Omer, and he says, "Im lo yegmer tekev chas v'shalom, kol asher timtza yodi la'aseis eseh." If I'm not zoiche to do a complete mitzvah right now, so what? I'll grab whatever I can. Of course, real learning is learning a minimum of 3 hours at a clip, a seder, seder risha and seder sheni. But if I'm going to wait for that, chas v'shalom, who knows? I won't get anything. So if I have the privilege of being able to learn an hour a day, I'm going to grab it. I'll do whatever I can. I'll be thrilled. And we know that in today's times, there are some people learning an hour a day. There are some working people who are learning at a daf yomi shir, an hour a day, high intensity, where their hour is 60 minutes. It's 60 minutes of focus, not thinking about anything else, not... And unfortunately, there could be people sitting and learning 3 hours and 9 hours, and there's a lot, they're lucky if they get 6 minutes out of it, because there's a different focus, different level of concentration, different level of dedication. Obviously, not everybody. We're saying there are some cases like this. V'im lo yili oylem haba, and if I won't get oylem haba, ma lasos, what can I do? Kavanosi l'shamayim, at least my intentions were for Hashem. V'Hashem hatoiv yaseh v'igmar badi. And Hashem will do whatever Hashem could do with the little bit that I'm bringing him. Hashem will do whatever he can with it. V'igmar badi. And Hashem will fill in whatever is missing from my avodah. Paragraph Lamed Aleph. V'zeh b'chinas korbanos hanesiim shekorim b'chanukah. Rav Nosson says this is also the concept of the chapter in Parshas Nosoi, which we read on Hanukkah, where the Nesiim brought, which we just reviewed, where the Nesiim brought their donations to the Mishkan at the initiation ceremony. Ki kol hakorbonos shelem hoyu lesakein pegam chet o'egel. because the main reason for them bringing all of these things were to correct the pigam of the golden calf. Shebishvil ze nivne hamishkan. That's the real reason why the Mishkan was built to begin with. Lechapra ze, to atone for the egel azov. K'moshom razal, as the Gemara says. Because again, they said they'll bring Purim, just like when a baby makes a mess in the house, they call the mother and they say, hey, clean up your baby's mess. An egel is a calf, a baby cow. These Nasiim brought these Purim, the mother will clean up the baby, the mess of the egel. The Iker Cheto Egel Hoyo Pegam Hue Muna. Rav Nosson Zal again makes this very clear that what was the main mistake of the Egel Hazov? It was a deficiency in Emuna, lack of faith. She Ikra Hue Emunas Chachamim, whereby the most important aspect of Emuna is Emunas Tzadikim, Emunas Chachamim. Sheloi Haminu B'Moshe. They didn't have enough faith in Moshe Rabbeinu. They questioned Moshe. Where's Moshe Rabbeinu? He said he's coming down this time. Where? What happened? Shegido lohem elokusay ba'oisay snayroes kaila. Moshe Rabbeinu had revealed Hashem to them with such incredible miracles. Veheir bohem oyer hadas. And he shined into Klal Yisrael incredible light of das. Vashpoas hanavua kazois b'shas matan toira. And he even opened up a flow of nevuah, prophecy, ruach hakodesh, that Klal Yisrael experienced at Har Sinai. They saw Hashem. V'yafal pikein, hisgare bohem hasamach mem kol kach. And despite all of that, the Yetzer was able to have a confrontation with them, with Klal Yisrael, to confront them. Ad shehichtiyam kol kach batzasu erevrav, to the point where he messed up Klal Yisrael so terribly with the advice of the erevrav. V'cheinu b'chol doir. And similar situations happen to Klal Yisrael in each and every single generation. She'ikar pegam hu emuna, shu klal kol ha'toira kula, hu al yidei pegam emuna sachachomim hu amitim. The main deficiency and defectiveness in our faith in Hashem in every generation comes from our lack of faith in tzaddikim. It's the lack of emunah in tzaddikim, and the lack of closeness to tzaddikim. Ki im hoyu maminim b'divrei tzaddikim achachomim be'emes, because if the Jewish people would have proper faith in the true tzaddikim, hoyu mevatel daitoy hamabulbelis, then any questions that the person has, any doubts that the person has, he would throw it away. He would discard it completely. He would be mevatel his das to the tzaddik. Ubevadai hoyu mamin koroy, and then the person's faith would be solid. Because even though the person can't understand Hashem, and he can't understand the ways of Hashem and everything, the person would rely on the words of the tzaddik, who has succeeded in destroying all of his evil inclination, all of his taivus rois and midos rois and everything. V'alkein, and this is why be'emes k'siv, the truth is that the Torah spells it out very clearly when it says v'yaminu b'Hashem uv'moshe avdoi. They believed in Hashem and in His servant Moshe Rabbeinu. Ki ikar shleimus emuna b'Hashem hu al yidei shemaminim b'moshe avdoi shpchenes emunas chachamim. The main perfection of emun in Hashem is only if the person believes in Moshe Avdo, if the person believes in the true tzaddik, in the true tzaddikim, which is Emunas Chachomim. Aval habaldovor mizgare boze bekama tachbulois. However, the Etzahara works at this with all different kinds of tricks, assorted programs for assorted people, for all the diverse types in Klal Yisrael. He's got a different film for each one. To misdirect a person, to cause the person not to have the proper emunas chachamim, v'ho ikur al yidei hamachloikis, and the main problem in Klal Yisrael in blocking people from being zeicher to true emunas chachamim is the machloikis, shemarbe kategoria bein atalmid chachamim, whereby the Yitzhahara is successful in kicking up machloikis among the talmid chachamim, among the religious people, among the rabbis, among the very religious, kemoi achshov, like today, Rav Nosson Zal says, K'may Shom Razal, as the Gemara says, Ve'ein, the Gemara says at the end of Soita, that Be'ikvas of the Mashicha, this is going to be one of the main problems, Kategoria Shebein Tamidei Chachamim, that there won't be unity among the Tamidei Chachamim, there'll be machlokes there. Ve'ein Yoidin Heichon Emes, so that Klal Yisrael doesn't know where is the truth. Is it in this camp or is it in that camp? Is it with these guys or those guys? Is it black, red? Is it strawberry, cherry, vanilla? All the different flavors in Klal Yisrael. Al kein, therefore, mi sheroitze lochus al nafshoi, a person who cares about himself, who's concerned for himself, tzorich loshuv al yidei ze biatzmoi. This itself has to inspire them to do tshuva. Al yidei sheshomea oitzem hamachloikis, when he sees the machloikis in Klal Yisrael, he hears about it. Sheyovin mize sheroitzem larchikoi me'ashem yisborach. He should know that that's for me. All of that is going on for me, to push me away from Hashem, to get me not to be religious, or not to be as religious as I can, to see all the machloikis and all the yich, rachmona litzlan. K'may shekosu b'mokom achar, as is written in a different place, al posuk oizen shoymas toichachas chayim bekerav chachomim tolon, ayin shom b'simen hei, as Rabbeinu Zal said in the first Rosh Hashanah shir that Rav Nosson Zal was zeichet to attend. When Rav Nosson Zal met Rabbeinu Zal, he met him during the month of Elul, beginning of Elul, and the first Rosh Hashanah that Rav Nosson Zal went to Rabbeinu Zal, he gave the shir chapter 5 in the first half of Likutei Moran. And one of the very powerful items that Rabbeinu Zal addressed there was the problem, Machlekes, Rabbi Nachman who? There's rabbis screaming, get him out of here, put him in the garbage, get rid of him. He's a problem for Klal Yisrael. And Rabbeinu Zal addressed it in that shir, in that Rosh Hashanah shir, when he said there's a pasuk that says that oizen shoymas toichachas chayim, an ear that listens to reprimand that gives life, bekerev chachamim tolin, when he sees among the chachamim tolin tluna, machloikis, that when a Jew sees machloikis among the Talmidei Chachamim, he needs to know, Hashem is smacking me. Hashem is saying, wake up, you see what your eyes are witnessing? That's to show you that you're no good, that you have what to fix. That's why you're seeing Klal Yisrael at its worst, seeing Klal Yisrael looking so terrible, because you have to do tshuva. Just like the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh once said, that when a Jew, chas v'shalom, witnesses any kind of sin, the fact that he witnessed it, the fact that the other person did the sin, that's his problem. The fact that I saw it, that Hashem made me see it, was a missile, a guided missile to me, to say, hey buddy, that's you. You did something wrong in that area, that's why you're being shown it, as a reminder for you to do tshuva. And here Rav Nosson Zal is reminding us of what Rabbeinu Zal taught him, that when a Jew sees and feels the horrible effects of the machlokes, the divisiveness in Klal Yisrael, especially among the religious people, it's a message of toichacha to me. It's a reprimand to us to know that we better get off our cans and we better start doing real tshuva, not half-hearted efforts, not fashlufen azachen. Ad sheyoshuv b'tshuva, until the person will really do tshuva, al yidei ze daika, by witnessing this, by seeing this ugliness, that has to wake, that's a wake-up call to inspire the person to do tshuva daiko al pigam emunas chachamim, over my pigam emunas chachamim, over my lack of serious faith in emunas chachamim. Ad sheyachseru v'yuchshuvu etzloi kol hasforam akdoishim. Until the person will start respecting properly all the holy Sforim and embracing them with both hands, loving each Sefer, being thrilled. They said that they were tzaddikim, that when they brought them the Likutei Moran for the first time, he put on his Shabbos clothes, he put on a Shraimel and a Bekesha to receive the Chosn, to receive the new Sefer. Person hears that a new Sefer came out into the world, that's a new baby. That's a new baby being born in Klal Yisrael. Mamish, this is part of the Geula. This is one of the greatest successes in Klal Yisrael, one of the greatest successes for Hashem, that a Yid was zoche to compose a new sefer, a new pirush, a new translation, a new story that's going to inspire, you know, it's going to bring people close to Hashem. And that's all part of this tikkun of Emunas Chachamim.